Can you tell if this is the man who broke in the other night?
She stared intently at it.
Well, this one's a lot younger, so it's hard to tell. Thinner, too.
Ron peered over her shoulder. Taylor just watched her face. She turned the photo over, but there was nothing written on the back. Turned it back again and stared some more. Ran her fingertip across the jawline, then pointed at the man's eyes.
Yes, I'm fairly certain it's the same man. I mean, if I saw him in person in a lineup or something, I could be more certain.
It may come to that, but this is helpful. At least we know who we're looking for. Helps narrow it down from the hundreds we have in our police files here.
His name is Albert Proletti,
Victoria said, taking in the facts from the mugshot.
This says he was arrested in Florida. Is he still in prison?
No, he did his time, 25 years on drug smuggling charges.
Her face became still as she handed the picture back to Taylor.
I wondered what her thoughts were. Something told me she was holding back.
Taylor turned toward the front door.
Kent, I said, catching up with him. If this man served his full prison term, why would he come here demanding some kind of evidence? Victoria used that word when she described what he'd said. He wanted some evidence. But how could old evidence hurt him now?
He considered my question, obviously not having put it together until now. I gave him a minute on that one and came up with another question, keeping my voice low.
You didn't tell her Proletti definitely is her father. Is there a reason not to?
No particular reason. I thought maybe it would be easier for her coming from you or Ron.
It probably would.
Thanks.
On your other question, Charlie, I'll get back to you. All I can say is that my request for this photo generated some interest. Florida authorities told me ours was the second department in recent weeks looking at Al Proletti.